Hey you guys, this is Ruby K and welcome back to Teen Spotlight. So this is the 10th day that I am in the house and I'm bored and I don't have nothing to do and I'm just like in the mindset of my mind like going insane. And I never knew how like outside and being around people is so like valuable, and it's like something that you need in life. And like me and my mom had this conversation, like it's so crazy how like things that you need or you want, it's like it can instantly be taken away from you, and then you could be broken and you can just be like, oh my god, I really needed that, and I really needed that person or that thing. And it's just like seeing that, you know, people who have family or people who enjoy cooking or doing other stuff can't go grocery shopping and enjoy like exercising, because that was a way for them to separate themselves from depression. And it's just like how a lot of things that people did, like running outside or taking a walk by the lakefront, because I live in Chicago, and it's just like seeing how like those things are taken away from us is so scary. How like our life tends to end, and how our life tends to be taken, how things in our life tend to be taken away from us. And me and my mom was talking about like how in the Bible, God, Jesus, washed away the world in with the water, and he promised us and told us that he won't do it anymore. And now like my mom, we start talking like, is the coronavirus is mean that our world is in it? Because so many people, like thousands and thousands of people, and how like I watched a video how a doctor have to pick and choose who they should keep alive or not. And just so crazy, like, is our world ending because of the virus? And it's also thinking like how Donald Trump knew this was gonna happen, and it's just so crazy how like people are evil out here and he don't even have the damn virus. And it's just crazy. And I just pray that, like, you know, those who can't go outside, and you know, I can't go outside, but you know, people who really need it to go outside, like walk the lakefront to clear their mind, or go exercise, clear their mind, or you know, go grocery shopping for family. And my mom can't go grocery shopping, like she did a little that she can do, but not enough. And it's five of us in the house, so it's like it's so hard, but it's just like so crazy. And I just pray for like elderly people and my age, my generation, because we don't fucking listen. And I'm so fucking tired of us not fucking listen. People are going outside, going to the beach, and I know I just changed the whole subject of like how I was so like concerned and so like thinking about things, but now I really want people to be healthy. I want this damn virus to end. And people are not fucking listening. I don't know why our generation is so fucking hard-headed. And I don't know why people do the opposite of what you're supposed to do. Like, it's so many people who are going to the airport. So people who are going to the beach. And it's like, you don't even need to go there. And I understand, like, like I said before, I'm not trying to sound like a hypocrite. Maybe these people do need to go to the beach and clear their mind. But, like, the stuff that I'm seeing, people are going out to just have fun. Like, girl, are you serious right now? Or a group of people, are you serious right now? But I just, like, I feel like if everyone just, like, continues to be in the house, maybe this can end. Because I really, 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 really need to go outside. And it's just, like, I need to go outside for therapy. Therapeutic rise, and I know everybody else needs to, but like seeing these people who just went outside to have fun and don't want to miss out going to Miami because that's their part of their spring break, like, girl, that is not important. But I'm just so frustrated. I have a headache. I've been going to sleep constantly. I've been on YouTube, social media constantly, and it's so freaking draining and boring. And I know this is a long episode. But I'm just so tired. Like, I'm so tired. I'm tired of going to sleep. I never knew, like going outside and interacting with people and getting up, going to school and getting up, going to work is something that, you know, you enjoy doing, or you enjoy being around different people and just smelling the air that God has put you, the air and God has put you on this earth so you can smell it. And so it's just like, now it's been taken away. It's just like, oh my God, I have a headache. And I just pray that everybody stay healthy, stay blessed, be wise, please. Have the most smart mind right now and just stay in the house. I know my kings and queens are doing that, but I pray that you allow everybody, like, influence everybody to stay home, because more people stay home, this virus will end. And I know doctors are doing their best, and I applaud you all so much, because our president ain't doing shit, okay? And I can let his ass go. But this is Ruby K, this is Teen Spotlight, and I hope you all are staying blessed and staying healthy. And I pray that you all try to be, you know, happy, because it is discouraging, but I know we can fight through this. I just pray this month just be the last month of this virus. So I talk to you later. Sorry about this long chit chat, but I had to come on here and talk to you all. This is Ruby K. This is Teen Spotlight, and see you all, Lord willing, next time.